We are live. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, أهلا وسهلا بكم جميعا. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى abundantly the way He deserves to be praised. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We will continue with the beautiful tafsir of Sheikh Abdul Rahman Nasir السعدي عليه رحمة الله. Ayah 113 in particular. Sheikh Musab, why don't you let us hear it, brother?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكذلك أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا وصرفنا فيه من الوعيد لعلهم يتقون أو يحدث لهم ذكرا.
بارك الله فيك. The Sheikh says, or actually the English interpretation of this is, and thus we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran and have diversified therein the warnings that perhaps they will avoid sin, between parentheses, or it would cause them remembrance. The Sheikh rahimahullah says, أي وكذلك أنزلنا هذا الكتاب باللسان الفاضل العربي الذي تفهمونه وتفقهونه ولا يخفى عليكم لفظه ولا معناه. Such we have sent it down, sent down this book with the virtuous Arabic language that you comprehend and that you understand, and that the meanings of which are not hidden from you, nor the terminology. Of course, this is addressing the Arabs. وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ أَيْ نَوَّعْنَاهَا أَنْوَاعًا كَثِيرًا, meaning we had diversified different types of warnings. تَارَةً بِذِكْرِ أَسْمَائِهِ الدَّالَّ عَلَى الْعَدْلِ وَالْإِنْتِقَامِ, sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning His names, some of which suggest justice or revenge. وَتَارَةً بِذِكْرِ الْمَثُولَاتِ الَّتِي أَحَلَّهَا بِالْأُمَمِ السَّابِقَةِ, or sometimes he mentions the punishment that he afflicted the previous nations with. وَأَمَرَ أَن تَعْتَبِرَ بِهَا الْأُمَمُ اللَّاحِقَةِ, and Allah commanded that the successor nations take heed from what the previous nations had to go through. وَتَارَةً بِذِكْرِ أَثَارِ الذُّنُوبِ وَمَا تُكْسِبُهُ مِنَ الْعُيُوبِ, and sometimes by mentioning the ramifications of sins and what it earns its doer of harm and you know, a shame. وَتَارَةً بِذِكْرِ أَهْوَالِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُزْعِجَاتِ وَالْمُقْلِقَاتِ, sometimes Allah will mention the horrors of the Day of Judgment and what it will have of stress and distress. وَتَارَةً بِذِكْرِ جَهَنَّمَ وَمَا فِيهَا مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ الْعِقَابِ وَأَصْنَافِ الْعَذَابِ, and sometimes Allah will mention Jahannam and what contains of different types of punishment and torments. كُلُّ هَذَا رَحْمَةً بِالْعِبَادِ, all of this is actually mercy to the slaves. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ اللَّهَ, perhaps they will fear Allah. فَيَتْرُكُونَ مِنَ الشَّرِّ وَالْمَعَاصِ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ, so they will abandon and leave of the sins and evil what will harm them. أو يحدث لهم ذكرى فيعملون من الطاعات والخير ما ينفعهم, or it will cause a reminder to happen to them, so they will engage in obedience and good which will benefit them. فكونه عربيا وكونه مصرفا فيه من الوعيد أكبر أكبر سبب وأعظم داع للتقوى والعمل الصالح. The fact that it is an Arabic Quran or Arabi, as Jalal Abu Rab likes to say, he doesn't like the word Arabic. Since it's an Arabic Quran and it has different types of warnings in it, is among the greatest reasons that invite you to piety and righteous deeds. فَلَوْ كَانَ غَيْرَ عَرَبِي أَوْ غَيْرَ مُصَرَّفٍ فِيهِ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ هَذَا الْأَثَرِ, if it was other than Arabic and if it didn't have this kind of detail of diversifying the warning, it would not have had this impact. And that is true. That is true. You could only imagine if an imam were to lead salah in English, it will not be the same. It will not have that same impact. We were reciting Surah Al-Rahman the other day. And it's the ayah. See, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't know how to put it. What was the ayah?
مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقٍ وَجَنَى الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَانٍ. يعني there is nothing more beautiful than this. There isn't anything more beautiful than this in terms of the rhythm and the sound and the pronunciation, the words, their etymology, the structure of the sentence, the syllables, everything. متكئين على فرش بطائنها من استبرق وجن الجنتين دان. You know how much imagery is in this particular ayah? متكئين meaning they're reclining. على فرش on like beds and sofas. بطائنها من استبرق. It's made, the bottom and it's made from silk, from the finest type of silk. وَجَنَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَان. Jannah is like the fruit of the two gardens. Dan from dunya, from actually dunu, from something that is near, meaning they're so relaxed that they will just go like this and they will be able to pick up the fruits from the trees of Jannah. Look at the just the sound. وَجَنَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَان. وَجَنَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ دَان. The Quran is beyond amazing. The Quran makes amazing sound lame, and that cannot be replicated in English. You could use all types of words in English, it just doesn't, it cannot possibly have the same impact and the same power. Certain ayat are just they will shake your heart, they will cause an internal earthquake in your body, you will shiver. English cannot do that. French cannot do that. Spanish cannot do that. Urdu cannot do that. Farsi cannot do that. No language on earth can do what the Arabic does. It's the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal that He selected the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the final messenger, to be an Arab, and that the Quran will be in that eternal Arabic language. It's just subhanAllah. طيب على كل حال آية number 114 يا شيخ.
فتعالى الله الملك الحق ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه وقل رب زدني علما.
أيوة. So high above is Allah, the sovereign, the truth. And O Muhammad, do not hasten with recitation of the Quran before its revelation is completed to you, and say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Important ayat or ayah. لما ذكر تعالى حكمه الجزائي في عباده. After Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned His recompense, judgment, or the judgment pertaining to what is the other term for this? There's another term for this. Basically, the reward for His slaves, meaning the good with good and the bad with bad. وحكمه الأمري الديني الذي أنزله في الكتاب. And then His judgment, His ruling, pertaining to the commands of religious nature that He revealed down in His book. وَكَانَ هَذَا مِنْ أَثَارِ مُلْكِهِ. All this is from the effects and from the byproduct of His sovereignty. قَالَ فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ أَيْ جَلَّ وَارْتَفَعَ وَتَقَدَّسَ عَنْ كُلِّ نَقْصٍ وَأَفَى. Meaning exalted and high above, and holy is He above any type of deficiency or weakness. الْمَلِكُ الَّذِي الملك وصفه. The king, the one whose kingship is his description, or the sovereignty is his description. والخلق كلهم مماليك له. And all of the creation are basically, all of the creation are products, or not products, are owned, are properties of his. There you go, that's the term I'm looking for. All the creation are Allah's property. وأحكام الملك القدرية والشرعية نافذة فيهم. And all of the matters that Allah decreed pertaining to His sovereignty, whether it is matters of preordainment or legislative, all of them are going to come to pass, and all of them are applicable to His creation. الحق أي وجوده ملك وكماله حق, meaning Allah's existence and His sovereignty and His perfection are real, is truth. فصفات الكمال لا تكون حقيقة إلا لذي الجلال. So the qualities of perfection cannot be real unless it is those of Allah Azza wa Jal, the owner of exaltation and honor. ومن ذلك الملك فإن غيره من الخلق وإن كان له ملك في بعض الأوقات على بعض الأشياء فإنه ملك قاصر باطل يزول. In regards to ownership, even though some of his creation do own things temporarily, some things they own temporarily, it is a type of ownership that is deficient, false, and it will come to end. It will come to an end. وأما الرب فلا يزال ولا يزول ملكا حيا قيوما جليلا. Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord, for has always been and will always be the king, the ever living, the sustainer, and the honorable. ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه أي لا تبادر بتلقف القرآن حين يتلوه عليك جبريل. Allah said to the Prophet ﷺ, don't be hasty in when receiving the Quran when Jibril recites it upon you. واصبر حتى يفرغ منه, and wait until Jibril has completed his delivery of the ayat. فإذا فرغ منه, once Jibril is done reciting it unto you, فقرأه, then you recite it. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ ضَمِنَ لَكَ جَمْعَهُ فِي صَدْرِكَ وَقِرَاءَتَكَ إِيَّا. Allah has promised you, guaranteed you, that He will allow you to collect it in your chest and your recitation of it. Meaning the Prophet ﷺ was worried that he will forget. So he would be hasty in reciting after Jibreel. Allah was telling him, don't wait until Jibreel is done. We've promised you and we guaranteed you that you will be able to, you will have it in your chest. You will not forget it basically. كما قال تعالى لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. As Allah says in the other, I believe in Surah Al-Insan, do not move your tongue with hastiness so that you may recite it. إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه, upon us is to gather it and to recite it. فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه, when we recite it then follow that recitation. ثم إن علينا بيانه, then it is upon us to clarify and explain its meanings. ولما كانت عجلته صلى الله عليه وسلم على تلقف الوحي وعلى الوحي ومبادرته إليه يدل على محبته التامة للعلم وحرصه عليه. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the fact that he was so keen on recitation and receiving the revelation was indicative about how much he loved knowledge and how keen he was over knowledge. Let me just mute this. Hey. أمره تعالى أن يسأله زيادة العلم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى commanded him that he should ask to be given more knowledge. فإن العلم خير, because knowledge is good. وكثرة الخير مطلوبة, and an abundance of good is required. وهي من الله, and it is from Allah. والطريق إليه الاجتهاد والشوق للعلم وسؤال الله والاستعانة به والافتقار إليه في كل وقت. How do you attain knowledge? By aspiring and longing to knowledge, and asking Allah to aid you and showing your poverty to Allah at all times. وَيُؤْخَذُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَ الْأَدَبْ فِي تَلَقِّ الْعِلْمِ. Pay attention. We learn from this ayah the mannerism of receiving and acquiring knowledge. وَأَنَّ الْمُسْتَمِعَ لِلْعِلْمِ يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَتَأَنَّى وَيَصْبِرَ حَتَّى يَفْرَغَ الْمُمْلِي وَالْمُعَلِّمِ مِنْ كَلَامِهِ الْمُتَّصِلُ بَعْضَهُ بِبَعْضٍ. And that the listener to the knowledge should be patient and should slow down and be patient until the speaker is done speaking whatever type of speech is connected with the other. فَإِذَا فَرَغَ مِنْ, once the speaker has completed the delivery, سَأَلَ إِنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ سُؤَال, then you ask if you have a question. وَلَا يُبَادِرُ بِالسُؤَال وَقَطْعِ كَلَامِ مُلْقِ الْعِلْمِ, and he should not hasten to ask a question and interrupt the one who's delivering knowledge. فَأَنَّهُ سَبَبٌ لِلْحِرْمَانِ, this will be a reason for you to be deprived. وَكَذَلِكَ الْمَسْؤُولُ يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَسْتَمْلِي سُؤَالَ السَّائِلِ وَيَعْرِفَ الْمَقْصُودَ مِنْهُ قَبْلَ الْجَوَابِ. Similarly, the one who's being asked should wait and until the questioner completes his question so he can understand what is it that he wants from it. فَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ سَبَبٌ لِإِصَابَةِ السَّوَابِ, that would be a reason for him to give the proper answer. So here we go, Yani. That's why we've said many times, I know some of you brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you abundantly in the dunya and the akhirah, are hasty to ask questions. And alhamdulillah, now I'm forced to block, by the way. I put the page right over the chat because I am the type who gets distracted easily. And some of you who know me from back in Jeddah and IMC, I wouldn't allow children to come to the talk. As soon as the child starts talking and crying, I no longer say what I'm saying. I can no longer deliver my message cohesively. And similarly, alhamdulillah, I try to, but sometimes I need to switch the screens. So when you do type something, I'm forced somehow to read it. And it is a distraction. So from the manners of learning is that you hold your horses and you wait until it's actual Q&A, then you ask. Then you ask, even if you have to wait 2-3 days before your question gets answered, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, if there's nothing, there's no pressing need. If there's a pressing need, there are other means to reach me. And if people who want to reach me, they can find my number online. You look for it, you will find it. And you can ask me on WhatsApp, I don't mind. But during the class, please, let's not have chats and conversations. And here, the Sheikh is telling you from the etiquettes of learning is that you don't hasten and ask. Because when you're typing, you're not paying attention to me.
And then you send your question. People now read your question. So not, they're not paying attention to me. Someone can't help themselves. They want to answer you. So now you have 20, 30 people who are here that they're busy just chatting with each other. طب ما خلاص, create your own group and go chat somewhere else. It doesn't make any sense, يا جماعة الخير. Allah al-Musta'an. I'm not trying to be rough with you. I'm just trying to tell you what the Sheikh said. If you don't like it, inshallah, you will learn to like it. Ayah 115, ya Mawlana.
وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا.
That was short. And we have already taken a promise from Adam before, but he forgot and we found not in him determination. أي وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا آدَمَ وَأَمَرْنَاهُ وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَيْهِ عَهْدًا يَقُومَ بِهِ. Meaning we have admonished and advised Adam, and we commanded him, and we made a covenant with him, a covenant that he did not fulfill. فَالْتَزَمَهُ وَأَدْعَنَ لَهُ وَانْقَادَ وَعَزَمَ عَلَى الْقِيَامِ بِهِ. But he had that determination, and he actually fulfilled the what he was told, and he had the intent and the resolve to establish it. وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ نَسِيَ مَا أُمِرَ بِهِ. Yet, in spite of that, he forgot what he was commanded. وَانْتَقَضَتْ عَزِيمَتُهُ الْمُحْكَمَةُ. And then his resolve was weakened a little bit. فجرى عليه ما جرى. So Allah decreed that whatever happened to him happened. فصار عبرة لذريته. So he became an example for his progeny. وصارت طبائعهم مثل طبيعة آدم. And then our nature, our character became similar to that of our father Adam. نسي فنسي ذريته. He forgot, so we became forgetful. وخطئ فخطأوا أو خطئوا. He made a sin, he sinned, we sinned. وَلَمْ يَثْبُتْ عَلَى الْعَزْمِ الْمُؤَكَّدِ وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ. And he wasn't strong on that resolve, and neither are we. وَبَادَرَ بِالتَّوْبَةِ مِنْ خَطِئَتِهِ. But he was hasty, he rushed to repent from a sin. وَأَقَرَّ بِهَا. And he admitted that. وَاعْتَرَفَ فَغُفِرَتْ لَهُ. And he confessed, so he was forgiven. وَمَنْ يُشَابِهَ أَبَاهُ فَمَا ظَلَمَ. Whoever resembles his father has not been oppressive. This is an Arabic expression. It's an Arabic proverb, an Arab proverb that is really interesting, that they say whoever resembles his father, he has not gone wrong or he's not wrong. And it's natural that you want to be like your father. And, you know, that's just the way it is. Not always, but you know what I'm saying. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ تَفْصِيلْ مَا أَجْمَلَهَا. Now we're going to go into the details of the story of Adam. So let's go right there, ya Musab.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَظْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ وعصى آدم ربه فغوى ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى.
Hey, أحسنت بارك الله فيك. So we said, oh Adam, indeed. Oh no, and mention when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam, and they prostrated. They prostrated except Iblis. He refused. So we said, oh Adam, indeed, this is an enemy to you and to your wife. Then let him not remove you from paradise so you would suffer. Indeed, it is promised for you not to be hungry therein or be unclothed. And indeed, you will not be thirsty therein or be hot from the sun. Then Satan whispered to him, he said, O Adam, shall I direct you to the tree of eternity and possession that will not deteriorate? And Adam and his wife ate of it. And their private parts became apparent to them, so they began to fasten over themselves from the leaves of paradise. And Adam disobeyed his Lord and erred. Then his Lord chose him and turned to him in forgiveness and guided him. The Sheikh says, رحمه الله, لما أكمل خلق آدم بيده وعلمه الأسماء وفضله وكرمه. After Allah Azza wa Jal completed creating Adam with his own hand, and he taught them all names of all things, and he honored him, and he made him virtuous, he favored him over others. أمر الملائكة بالسجود له إكراما وتعظيما وإجلالا. Allah commanded the angels to prostrate to him out of honor and exaltation and magnifying. فبادروا. طبعا this is not the sujood of ibadah, and this was something that was allowed then, and it was allowed at the time of Yusuf, as we know his parents Yaqub and his wife and the children, all of them prostrated to Yusuf. That was it's known as sujood al-ihtiram, sujood of respect, and it is not permissible in our sharia, huh? Because you know, somebody sent me a video of some Sufi sheikh sitting in the masjid, literally sitting in the masjid chilling, and people were walking in and making sujood in front of him one after the other. Uqsum billah. And he's sitting there like, you know, like he's a god. He's straight up sitting there feeling like he's a god. All these people are at his feet. Yani this kufr mukhrij an al-millah. This is kufr that will take you outside of Islam to make sujood to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to Allah, we complain about the conditions. And when we speak about Sufis or deviant people, people get all sensitive. Say, oh, no, brother, blah, blah. Ya, akhi, Allahu Akbar. Do you care about the religion, or do you care about, you know, you care about what? What is more matter? What is more, what matters more? Honor, the honor of a Muslim, or the honor of the religion that you follow? Certainly, Islam is more important than any one of us. We're nothing. فَبَادَرُوا بِالسُّجُودِ مُمْتَثِنِينَ. All of them immediately fell in prostration. وَكَانَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِبْلِيسِ. And among them was Iblis, who was not from the Malaika. Nah? One of the important differentiation between Muslims and Christians is that the Christians, to Christians, Lucifer, Iblis, is a fallen angel. And in Islam, Allah says, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. He was from the jinn and he disobeyed the command of his Lord. So Iblis was never a fallen angel. He's not an angel. He was not an angel. He's always been a jinni. فَاسْتَكْبَرَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ وَامْتَنَعَ مِنَ السُّجُودِ لِأَدَمِ. So he disdained the command of his Lord. He was too arrogant and he refused to prostrate to Adam. وَقَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. And he said, I am better than him. You've made me, you've created me from fire and you created him from clay. What does that tell you? That tells you that people that want to use their intellect against the religious revelation are satanic in nature. And people that favor philosophy over revelation are satanic in nature. Because that is the very justification and paradigm upon which Iblis built his ideology and belief system. He wanted to rationalize things against a divine command. The divine command was prostrate to Adam. His mind was telling him, yo, I'm made from fire and he's made from clay. And in his mind, fire was superior to clay. So how can you ask the inferior to prostrate? How can you ask the superior to prostrate to the inferior? All this is what? All this is so-called logic. All this is philosophy. People getting philosophical and delving into the matter so far and so deep that you can't even make it back to the surface and make sense of things. Even simple things become so complicated because these principles that the philosophers established, for the most part, are false. Some of them are sound and some of them are false. And if you go into that area, you're going to go astray and you will drown in nonsense. So be careful. That's why al-aql wa al-naql are very important discussions. Intellect and textual evidence, textual revelation, what the revelation says is superior to the intellect. And usually, and it does not conflict with the intellect unless someone's intellect is busted. In which case, you know, we've already said reject your intellect in another episode, then you've seen that. على كل حال. فتبينت حينئذ عداوته البليغة لآدم وزوجه لما كان عدوا لله. So at that moment, we understood the great enmity that Iblis had to Adam and his wife after, because he was an enemy of Allah. وظهر من حسده ما كان سبب العداوة. And then because of his envy came out and become clear and evident, which caused that enmity. فَحَذَّرَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ وَزَوْجَهُ مِنْهُ. This is important to follow the Arabic
a grammatical conjugation, because if you were to put a fatha on the lafdul jalala and a dhamma on the Adam, you're actually switching up the subject and the object of the sentence. You switch them up. You're switching them up, which will reverse the meaning. So if you by mistake, if you don't know Arabic and you're trying to speak Arabic, you say فَحَذَّرَ اللَّهَ آدَمُ, the ayah, the meaning of the words become Adam warned Allah. If you say فَحَذَّرَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ, Allah warned Adam, then the subject becomes Allah Azza wa Jalla, Lafdul Jalal, and Adam becomes the object of the sentence, that it becomes that the meaning becomes Allah warned Adam. So the Arabic language is that particular. Putting a dhamma instead of a fatha, and a fatha instead of a dhamma will reverse the meaning. That's what Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. Verily, those who fear Allah from among His creation are the scholars. If you mistakenly say, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءَ, it becomes that Allah fears the scholars, which is a statement of kufr. Of course, you don't mean it, but I'm trying to explain to you the intricacies and the delicacies of the Arabic language, and how beautiful it is and how technical it is at the same time. Unlike other languages, you know, you have to use these diacritical signs to make this distinction. This is not the case with the English language. In the English language, you don't put anything on the letter. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about where you place it in the sentence. عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ وَقَالَ لَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى إِذَا أُخْرِجْتَ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِيهَا الرِّزْقَ الْهَنِي وَالرَّاحَةَ التَّامَةَ. Do not let him drive you out of Jannah so you will be wretched. Because in Jannah there's this, persistent, or there's this continuous sustenance and complete, complete comfort. By the way, the scholars, they have a very interesting observation on this ayah. And the ayah, look, the ayah says, فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا. Now let me teach you something in the Arabic language. لَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا, this is in the dual. So whenever there's an alif, with whether it's a verb or a noun, then it becomes dual. For example, you say واحد اثنان. اثنان means two. So you say ولد, one child. ولدان, two kids. Right? بنت, one girl. بنتان, two girls. Jannah is one garden. Jannatan is two gardens. You're picking up? You're following? Type. So now we have فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا. Allah here speaking to who? To Adam and his wife. Allah speaking to Adam and his wife. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا. He does not drive both of you out of Jannah. فَتَشْقَى. He didn't say فَتَشْقَيَا, so you will both be tired and wretched. He only singled out Adam. Why? Because the scholars say that's an evidence that it's the man's responsibility to provide for the wife. It is a man's responsibility to provide for the wife. If both of you are going out of Jannah, who's going to be the one who will work and, you know, be the breadwinning individual, the gender who will actually make money and look after the other one? Adam will look after Hawa. That's what Allah says, فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. يعني تَشْقَى أَنْتَ لِوَحْدِكَ. سبحان الله العظيم. This is from the beauty of the Quran and the eloquence of the Quran and the greatness of the Quran. And look at those subliminal yet clear messages that tells you about gender roles. So if your wifey is out there earning a living and you're making eggplants and washing dishes and tripping, then, akhi, you got it all wrong, habibi. You are not a man. You're a male, but you're not a man. With all due respect, a man has a lot on his shoulder. You got to handle business. You got to make a living. You got to look after your family. Do not make this the job of the wife. Don't even ask her to work with you, along with you. You're better off having a lower income while you do your work and your wife gets the comfort of being at home, relaxed, paying attention to the children, looking after you. A proper wife, as some of the Salaf used to be, his wife will be looking forward to his arrival at home. As soon as he comes home, she meets him with a smile, with a massage, with flowers and perfume. And she makes a big party every time her husband comes home. Every time the husband comes home, he feels like he's a king. And he came to his kingdom. And today the wife, Sheikh, qasaman billah, if she even recognizes him, she might be sitting there just watching TV. He comes and he goes as if the human being didn't even enter the house. You know, because women now don't want to be, عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا, as Allah called them. They don't want to be this kind of تغنج, يعني to
beautify and be romantic with her husband. She's half a man. Like women nowadays, illa man rahim Allah, they're like a man. She wants to behave like a man. She wants equal treatment and equal rights. ومدري إيش. And no, I wash the dishes one day, you wash them the next day, I mop the floor, you clean the ceiling. إيش هذا؟ إيش هذا؟ If a man wants to help out from his own good, jazahallahu khairan. The Prophet ﷺ used to be in the khidmah of his family. Yes, he used to look after his family. He would clean. He would, you know, he will do whatever he needed to do to maintain. But that's out of the goodness of the man. That's not something that the wife should expect from her husband. And so we got everything mixed up. People are shy to speak the truth. Because all these feminists will be like, I'm a sister. I will eat you alive. I'll chop off your head. روح يا شيخة. Go marry a gorilla. أختك is a gorilla. أخوك is a gorilla. His sister is a gorilla. خلاص, it's a family of gorillas. What, would you just get you a bag of bananas and go take a hike? It's mellow down. Sister's supposed to be soft and مدري إيش. She goes to the gym. She's got muscles. She would knock her husband out. Some of these women beat their husbands. Can you imagine husband getting beat at home by his own wife? خلاص يعني, there's nothing left for him. And this, you know, this brother just sent me a, anyways, I don't want to go there because this is another story. So again, notice the beauty. The husband has a lot of responsibility towards his family and the wife has a lot of responsibility towards her husband. More so than she has towards her own parents. Once she get married, her husband is given precedence over her own parents. Did you know that? In spite of all these talks that we've given about the rights of the parents, once a woman is married, her husband becomes the boss. He becomes the one in charge. He is the one she has to obey. Yeah. You don't like it? You can complain to Allah on Yawm Al-Qiyamah that you thought that he didn't manage his creation well. Okay? You'll have a lot to say and you'll be given a lot in return. I promise. I promise. But I warn you, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be very ugly when you stand before Allah and say, yeah, I wasn't feeling it, you know? Yeah, I thought women should have been given a little bit more. Yeah, women deserve more. What's up with that? What's up with the man being the one in charge and the man and man this and man that? Come on. Where was the gender equality, God? Yeah, I want to see. I want to witness that. See where it's going to go. في الله المستعان. طيب فلم يزل الشيطان no, where was I? Here. إن لك ألا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى وأنك لا تضمأ فيها ولا تضحى أي تصيبك الشمس بحرها meaning that you will not be affected by the sun's heat. فضمن له استمرار الطعام والشراب والكسوة والماء وعدم التعب والنصب. Allah promised Adam the continuity of food and drink and clothing and water and never to be tired or fatigued. ولكنه نهاه عن أكل شجرة معينة. But Allah forbade him from eating from a particular tree. By the way, we don't know what this tree is. In Christianity, it's an apple tree, ironically. But in Islam, we don't know what kind of tree it is, right? ولا تقرب هذه الشجرة فتكون من الظالمين. Do not approach this tree, so you'll be among the wrongdoers. فلم يزل الشيطان يوسوس لهما ويزين أكل الشجرة ويقول. The shaitan continued to whisper to them and to beautify for them eating from the tree, and he said, هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد. Should I not tell you about the tree of eternity? أي الشجرة التي من أكل منها خلد في الجنة. The tree from which whoever eats of it will be eternally in Jannah. وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى أَيْ لَا يَنْقَطَعْ إِذَا أَكَلْتَ مِنْهُ. And you will have this dominion that never comes to an end if you were to eat from the tree. فَأَتَاهُ بِصُورَةِ نَاصِحِ. So he came to him as a sincere advisor. وَتَلَطَّفَ لَهُ فِي الْكَلَامِ. And he was soft to him in speech. فَاغْتَرَّ بِهِ آدَمْ. So Adam was deceived by his speech. فَأَكَلَا مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Both of them ate from the tree. Or as Ahmad Didat Rahimullah used to say, at from the tree. They both at from the tree. The lion of Islam. May Allah forgive him for some of the, you know, erroneous beliefs he held about Islam. But if we were to said, we hope that inshallah his good deeds will erase his bad deeds. And perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal afflicted him. You know, when Allah intends good for a slave, ya akhwan, this is my own observation. Allah afflicted him with a disease that affected his mouth and his speech, right? And so the Christians turn around and say, "Ha! This is because you know you were false. You were calling for false religion, and you were speaking ill about Jesus. So God punished you." And I see it as mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I personally see it as mercy from Allah, because we know that if Allah intends good for you, He will afflict you with something that will be a means of your sins to be expiated, so that when you meet Him, you will have nothing left. There will be nothing left in terms of your responsibility for those sins. So perhaps he might have said some things in terms of his belief that were not appropriate. And Allah Azza wa Jal, out of His mercy to him, wanted him to meet Him with a clean slate. And so Allah afflicted him with this as means to expiate whatever he had to pay off in the dunya, because of course what is in the akhirah is better. This is my own observation. Of course, this is all from the unseen. It's just my own analysis. I could, nobody saying it's true. But we know the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyways, Ahmad Didat was a slaughterhouse. Ahmad Didat, rahmallah, was a lion. Ahmad Didat used to destroy any and every Christian who ever stood against him in the most amazing way. This man, Allahu Akbar Kabira, alayhi rahmatullah. Anyways, so he used to say, they ate from the tree. فَسُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمَا وَسَقَطَتْ كِسْوَتُهُمَا. So then their clothing fell when they ate from the tree. واتضحت معصيتهما, and their sin became evident. وبدا لكل منهما سوءة الآخر بعد أن كانا مستورين, and each one of them was able to see the other's privates after they had been concealed. وجعل يخصفان على أنفسهما من ورق أشجار الجنة, أشجار الجنة. So they started, you know, fetching for leaves in order to cover their private parts with the leaves of the Jannah. ليستتر بذلك, so they may conceal themselves. وأصابهما من الخجل ما الله بيعلم. They were so embarrassed, only Allah knows how embarrassed they were. وعصى آدم ربه فغوى. Adam disobeyed his Lord. Adam disobeyed his Lord. What does it say here? نعم, it's not mentioned in this one. نعم. And then he went astray. فبادا إلى التوبة والإنابة وقالا. But then they both hastened to repentance and to returning to Allah. So they said, ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا. Did we read this, يا مصعب? No, no, maybe it's another ayah. Hey, ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you were not to forgive us and show mercy to us, we will be among the losers. فاشتباه ربه واختاره ويسر له توبة. Allah then selected him and brought him near to him, and he facilitated for him repentance. فتاب عليه وده. So Allah accepted his repentance and then further guided him. فكان بعد التوبة أحسن من منها منه قبلها. So he became better after the tawbah than he was before the tawbah. ورجع كيد العدو عليه. And then the plot of the enemy fell back on him. وبطل مكره. And his plot basically was nullified. فتمت النعمة عليه وعلى ذريته. So then Allah عز وجل fulfilled and his favor upon Adam and his progeny. ووجب عليهم القيام بها والاعتراف وأن يكونوا على حذر من هذا العدو المرابط الملازم لهم ليلا ونهارا. Then they became, it became obligatory on them to confess this, and that they should be in the state of wary, being wary and concerned and worried and careful at all times from this enemy of theirs that is with them, does not leave them, does not stop night or day. يا بني آدم لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم إنا جعلنا الشياطين أولياء الذين لا يؤمنون. Allah says another ayah. يا O children of Adam, do not let the shaitan be a fitna for you to try you and cause you tribulation, as he took your father, your parents out of Jannah, removing from them their clothing, so that they may see each other's privates. Verily him and his followers, his tribe, they see you from places you do not see them. Verily we have made the shayateen friends for those who do not believe. طيب, I think we should we continue or should we conclude? Continue or conclude? Let me get some advice. What did I just do? Oh no. Oh no. How did I go to Surah An-Nur? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إيش هذا? Okay, that, I guess it's a sign that we need to stop. Right. We will stop then. We'll continue inshallah tomorrow. Let's open up the floor for Q&A. Allah musta'an. Wajdi, you loser. It's okay, it's okay. Yalla, yalla. Guys, I can hear you. Come on, man. Where's the next question? Where's the question? I used to say the phrase ya kharashi without knowing that it meant what it meant. I picked it up from some family members. Did this constitute shirk? And does any saying such a phrase nullify past deeds? Jazakallah khair. Believe it or not, I came to the same conclusion. You know, whoever watched Egyptian movies and Egyptian soap operas while we were kids, this is part of the Egyptian speech. Ya lahwi, ya kharabi, ya madri ish. It turned out that these are actually dead people that they call besides Allah. Ya lahwi is actually someone who's called besides Allah. So yes, this is a statement of shirk. Obviously, I used to say it too because I never knew. And one day I was like, why do people say ya lahwi? I Googled it. I was surprised that it was actually a god. You know, not a god. It's a dead man that the Sufis worship besides Allah. So it's their god. So you should know. You should not say it. Of course, if you were excused with ignorance, then that doesn't nullify your past deeds because you didn't know. Now that you know, zip it. La kharashi wala lahwi wala madri min. Next. Is it legit to call somebody who's talking to a dead person without invoking or asking for help, a kafir or a Muslim, since it's haram and can lead to shirk? Is the excuse when ignorant? Yeah, you cannot pass takfir on someone, man. You cannot call that person a kafir or a mushrik until all of the proofs have been established, where all of the mawani', all of the preventions have been removed. And that's for the scholars. You just stay in your realm. Don't go there. Are Ya'juj and Ma'juj of the descendants of Adam? Of course, Ya'juj and Ma'juj are from descendants of Adam. Yes, they are. Brother, I'm sorry about yesterday. Will you forgive me? Of course I can forgive you, bro. We can settle over a basketball game. Whenever I come to Riyadh, we face each other and I will beat you 21-1, inshallah. Habibi, I will mop the floor with you and I will make you retire from basketball and open a falafel shop. Bi-idhnillah. But of course I forgive you, bro. No hard feelings, man. It's okay, man. I look mean and vicious, but deep inside, I do have a little bit of a soft heart. I forgive you, Habibi. You forgive me too. I was a little vicious on you. Next. Can a regular layman Muslim reach Jannatul Firdaus? You ask this question every day, or on every day we say yes. An average lay Muslim can reach Jannatul Firdaus. Now, I don't know if it's you or someone else who asked, but this is like the most common question. Imam al-Nawawi and Imam al-Hajar Asqalani are Ash'aris. Does that make them Mubtadi'ah? No. The scholars don't go to the extent of calling them Mubtadi'ah, but they definitely highlight the errors that they had in Aqidah in this regard. Now, so they were wrong in this regard. What is the main theme of Taha? And I borrowed a camera a while ago. Is it haram if I give it back? Also, I sold chocolate when I played music and haven't returned the money. Is it haram to return it? What? Bro, can you ask, like, can you guys take some time to write your question properly? What is the main theme of Surah Taha? Just listen to it, man. We're explaining it. You bought a camera. Is it haram if I give it back? Yeah. No, it's not haram to give it back. You have to give it back. You sold chocolate when you played music and haven't returned the money. Is it haram to return it? Return the money, bro. Allah musta'an. I'm a MMA fighter, and I have a fight in 3 months. Is it permissible for me to overeat because I have to make the weight gain from 155 to 175 pounds for the fight? Can I do that, Habibi? It's Mr. Steel, your girl. Allah yahdik, ya Sheikh. Ya akhi, if you were here, I would knock you out. You and your MMA. Mr. Steal Your Girl. What kind of funky name is this, man? How can you talk to a Muslim say, I'm Mr. Steal Your Girl? Yani, your brother's married. You're going to come and take his wife? Are you crazy? This is what MMA does to you, by the way. You get hit on your head so many times that you name yourself Mr. Steal Your Girl and you think it's all gravy, baby. And you're not even asking about whether it is permissible to fight in MMA or not. You're asking whether you can overeat to gain weight. Yeah, Habibi, MMA is haram to begin with. Ay MMA, ay FFA, ay SST, ay KPP, ay MPP. اما ما هي بطيخه في مخك انت. You and you beat someone to death or someone beats you to death and you elbow him in the face and in the head and you can hurt someone permanently. What are you going to do before Allah with all this oppression and transgression against the fellow mankind? Don't you know that in Islam there's a law of retribution? If you punch someone, he has the right to punch you back. Are you going to knock someone out, man, almost kill him? MMA is haram. MMA is haram. MMA is haram. And yes, what's the name of that guy, the Russian brother? Nurmagomedov, madri esh, nsit ismu dahin. Huh? Khabib. Jazallah khair. But you cannot be a fan of his and support what he's doing. Alhamdulillah, he retired. Maybe someone gave him advice and he retired. No, Habibi. No, Habibi. No MMA. No, you may not fight in 3 months or next month or in 2 days, and you cannot overeat to gain the weight, and you should change your name from Mr. Steely Girl to Mr. I Repent to Allah. Did Adam go to the earth due to a punishment for disobeying Allah? Yes. Ihbita. Allah said, go down. So that was a consequence of the sin. Assalamu alaikum, Ustad. In regard to court witnesses in Islam, are female witnesses less reliable than male ones? Yes, of course. Yes, of course, female witnesses are less reliable than male ones. That's why Allah says that you need two female witnesses. Two female witnesses are equal to one. Because women have different chemistry, different focus. You know, if there's a crime scene and a woman walks in and she sees blood, the first thing that's going to happen is that she will faint, or she will scream, ah, ah! And then if she touches something, her makeup and her nails and her madri esh and her hair or her hijab, her mind is all over the place. A man is more firm in these matters. A man operates and thinks differently than a woman. That's why a woman can never be the leader of a country. You know, what if she's on her menstruation, she's having a bad day? So she just launches war against, a fellow country because she's just, her hormones are all over the place. Khalas, ya Sheikh. Now, female witnesses, two female witnesses are equal to one male witness because of the nature of women being forgetful. They're being forgetful and their focus and on these matters is not the same as a man. Now, whoever wants to deny that is ludicrous. By the way, Abu Musab, the guy I'm fighting wants to fight me. He challenged me, Sheikh. Ya Habibi, so what? Ya tu'ubar adami. Ya Mr. Steal your money, walla steal your car, walla steal your astaghfir Allah al-azim wa tubu alayhi min al-ism hada. Ya Habibi, so what? Yani, if he challenged you, is the context of our discussion, whether you initiated the challenge or he challenged you, it doesn't matter. It's haram. It's haram for you to be an MMA fighter. Ya brother, I'm giving you advice for the sake of Allah. Wallahi, it's haram for you to be an MMA fighter. End of story. You challenge, he challenged you, someone challenged both of you, someone presented the idea. It does not matter. It doesn't change the ruling. Come on, bro. Change the name. Change the name. Next. How was Shaitan able to convince them to eat from an eternity tree when they are already in Jannah? That's the Shaitan's job. That is what the Shaitan is good at. And he does the same thing to us. I mean, what do you mean? How am I supposed to say how? This is the Quranic discourse. He told them, shall I tell you about this? And they believed him. Khalas. Many atheists like to bring up the argument that it is illogical that an almighty being created minuscule creatures and that said being watches from them worship that, and that said being watches them worship him. What's Islam response? I don't even understand the question to give you the Islamic response. What watches and what them worship him and then watches it? You mean and then watches them worship him? Please rephrase the question, Ya Adam. Is the Eid prayer obligatory? There's a difference of opinion among the scholars. Obviously, it is obligatory as a fard kifaya, meaning somebody has to establish it. As for that being fard ayn, meaning every individual must attend it, the strong opinion is that yes, every individual, male, female, old, young, should attend Salatul Eid. There's a detailed fatwa on Islam QA that you can find on Islam QA. Durr. Next. Assalamu alaikum salam. If you cannot read Arabic very well, but you want to try and you make mistakes that change the meaning of the Quran, is it a sin? No, it's not. If you're making an effort and you will get double the reward according to the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. You will get the reward of double the reward. If you make an effort and you make mistakes, it's fine. Now, and we're going to put this brother Steel Girls on timeout. Oh my God, trolls, trolls, trolls. What do we do with these people? Some cities have different days of Ramadan. Is it an incorrect practice? What do you mean? What do you mean some cities have different days of Ramadan? What is that supposed to mean? Like, you know, like Jeddah has Monday and then Riyadh has Tuesday. I mean, obviously, the people, depending on where they are, they differ on the moon sighting, and that's fine. Everybody goes as per their local moon sighting. No, it's not. It's not a problem. It's okay. Tamam. Yalla. What to do in tashahud with fingers? Move your finger and face in the qibla and move it every time you make dua, as I explained a couple of days ago. Next. You said that pointing your feet towards the Kaaba isn't an issue, but what if your toilet faces the Kaaba? No, that you cannot. You cannot, because we have a hadith that prohibits us from facing the Qibla, whether the front or the back, when using the bathroom. So we see, this is why we are people of evidence, because we have a hadith from Prophet ﷺ that prohibits us using the bathroom while facing the Qibla, whether we're giving it our front or the back. We don't do that. We don't have any hadith about the feet. That's why it's not a big deal. Capish? Capish? Do you have any kind of tazkiyah? What are you looking for, ya Sankhari, Sankhari? I'm not going to tell you what that name means in Arabic. But what kind of tazkiyah would you like me to bring, Habibi? Tell me, barakallah feek. We'll make one for you, inshallah. Can I make dua after taraweeh? What kind of dua? Why don't you make dua in taraweeh? And taraweeh, that sujood is the ideal time for you to make dua. That's the best time to make dua, is in sujood. Hey, you can, but you know what? I don't know if this be in the way of the Prophet alayhi salam. Next. If the husband dies, is the wife allowed to travel abroad alone in order to keep ties and take care of her husband's parents if there's no one to take care of them? Barakallah fiqh. Fiqhum barakallah. Honestly, you need a fatwa for that. Meaning, a scholar will have to assess the situation at that time, and that he will decide whether that is a pressing need that allows the woman to basically have a concession, allowing her to travel, because a woman is not supposed to travel on her own. So that, yes, there's a room in Islam for these pressing needs and for such concessions, but it's not one that a person can offer or decide for themselves for. They need a scholar to assess the situation and then give a fatwa, and then you can act upon the fatwa. And usually they will give that fatwa if there's really no alternative, no one else to look after them, and you know, so on and so forth. Now, is wine considered? We answered this yesterday. Next. Come on, guys. Don't post questions from yesterday. We answered this yesterday, Ayman. What dua is for purification of heart? What dua is for purification of heart? Oh. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha maulaha wa anta ala kulli shayin qadir. That's the one. Next. Have you brought the cane for yes sir caddy? What's your advice to callers of Hizb al-Tahrir and those that made their primary da'wah to Khilafah and the jihad that have been groomed? Yeah, this cane is a long story, but I'm not going to tell you that story. But I love having a cane, and it's something to fiddle with during the class instead of using the microphone that has become my cat, according to some. Well, obviously, look, the Sajid Lifem has a very interesting podcast with this one brother who did a great job in exposing Hizb al-Tahrir. I've criticized some of the Arabic and some of the mistakes that were made in the Quran, and I shared that with Sajid. I told Sajid, you know, the brother, mashallah, did a great job, but there were too many mistakes that should be rectified in the future. Regardless, still his analysis of Hizb al-Tahrir and breakdown was tremendous. It was amazing, mashallah, tabarakallah. And so I think you could listen to this one. If you're a student of knowledge, you could benefit from it tremendously and a big time. And yeah, of course, these people have everything mixed up and confused. And that is not the primary purpose of da'wah. So But it takes a lot of work. A brother also, Wasim Ismail, is working on something really profound, I think, in this regard, which he will put out. I think it's his doctorate thesis that he will put out soon, inshallah, about them, or a book that he's writing, something beneficial. Yeah, you could wait for it, inshallah. Whose responsibility are the revert women that have no Muslim family and their non-Muslim family doesn't want them because are Muslim? If husband dies, what should they do? The Muslim community should look after them. The Muslim community, there's always a community of Muslims. And if her husband dies, let her marry another man who will look after her. What's the big deal? Let her marry another man. No one is going to take care of a woman better than her husband. Honestly, no one will take care of a woman better than her husband. Because when everybody else gets old, they need people to take care of them. You know, they need people. They need her to take care of them. They can barely take care of themselves. A husband is usually the one who can look after his wife. So let her get remarried. Hey, next. What can you say about the Muslims who use terms like Islamist, Islamism, Super Salafi, etc.? It depends. I don't know. I don't know what the context is and how they're using it, what they mean by it. Is it said with a positive connotation, a negative connotation? What's the intent behind it? I don't know, Habibi. That's too general of a question for me to give a detailed, beneficial answer. No problem, yeah, Mr. Steal the Girl. Are people of different Aqidah not going to heaven if they don't? Why? Too hard on Aqidah? We are not the ones who will judge who will go to heaven and who will not. We know that the people that have a different aqidah are deviant. And Allah Azza wa Jal will deal with them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah will deal with them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We don't go beyond that. But that doesn't justify being on the wrong aqidah. You still have to have the sun aqidah. Next. Do we start making dua after azan or before azan during fasting? You actually make a dua before you break your fast, which is the sunnah. And then upon breaking the fast, there's another dua, which is dhahab al-dhama wa btalat al-uruq wa thabat al-ajru insha'Allah. That you say after you break your fast. Now, Sufis do something called rabita. They sit in the dark in front of their sheikh and they do zikr. And they think they get closer to Allah and that Allah's nur comes into the student. Ya salam. Sufis are amazing creatures, man. Allah al-Azim, these Sufis, mashallah, majnoon, nafar, majnoon, marra. You criticized Mufti Meng for knitting. Why don't you remain consistent and criticize Da'wah man for washing the dishes publicly? How do you know if I know whether he washed the dishes publicly or not? I don't understand. Do you think that all day I'm listening and watching everybody out there? How do you know that I'm aware whether he washed the dishes or not for you to hold me accountable and try to be funny right now, Mr. Al-Nur Student Council? So the first violation you committed is making an assumption that I know. Because if I didn't know, then on what basis are you trying to criticize me for doing or not doing something? Number one. Number two, to be honest, قدر الله that yesterday I came across it by mistake. قدر الله that yesterday I came across it by mistake and I was disheartened by the situation. Number three, when I advise the brother, I will advise him in private because I still don't think it was the right thing to do, personally. Fourthly, and this is very important for you to understand, you cannot any given day compare Mufti Meng's agenda and da'wah to da'wah man. So if da'wah man made this blunder, like I might have had so many blunders in this month of Ramadan, in my class and in the Q&A, only Allah knows how many mistakes I've made. Even the other day, I might have said something silly, something foolish. Allahu alam, I made mistakes. Tamam? So if you're going to come and you know, because of this one error, make a big fuss and make a public criticism, then you don't understand why we criticize Mufti Meng. Our issue with Mufti Meng is not just a matter of knitting. Our issue with Mufti Meng is his overall da'wah is bogus. His overall da'wah is selective. His overall da'wah is hiding information that the Muslims must know about. Da'wah man is on the other side of the spectrum, calling to what we consider to be the way of the righteous predecessors. Yet, let's say he did this video about, you know, promoting this website about, you know, marriage, matrimonial stuff. Let's say I don't agree with it. You want me to go and make a video against him and treat him the same way we treat Mufti Meng?
تلك إذن قسمة ضيزة. You don't understand obviously Islam and you don't understand why we make criticism to begin with. If Mufti Menk only had one issue, wallahi we would forget about it. But Mufti Menk has 100,000 million issues. And Da'wah Man has this one issue or two issues or three issues. Like I have two or three issues. Like every other da'i will have one, two, three, four issues. This is not reason for us to go and publicly criticize them because we see overall eye to eye. But when someone is misguiding the Muslims from the main framework of the way of the Salaf, this is when we're going to become verbal and express our disagreement and criticize them. Lastly, washing the dishes as part of helping your wife is something that I do as well. Okay? And so I'm not against it, but I don't think washing the dishes is as bad as knitting. Because it's known, anyone who lives on his own, any man who lives on his own has to wash his own dishes. True or false type. Do you know any men who live on their own who knit? No. Thank you. Next. Salam Ustad, wa alaikum salam. Many products today are named after false god and shirk. Example, Samsung is named after Korean gods and Mazda is a false god and Nike is a Greek goddess. Is it shirk if you use these? First of all, Habibi, please do not speak about Samsung without knowledge. I know what Samsung means. Samsung does not mean Korean gods. Samsung means the three bright stars. Samsung. It's two words, the three bright stars in the sky. I don't know where you got the Korean god from, and I have this information from the headquarters of Samsung in South Korea. So don't include Samsung with these other companies. Now, that said, now that we've taken Samsung out of the picture, yes, we have Mazda, and we have Nike, and we have Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, and all the days of the week actually have a problem. And personally, I was of the opinion that we shouldn't wear Nike. And I changed my position based on understanding the reality of the situation. And that is, unless they're really promoting it and the world knows the reality that this is a means of exalting this Greek god, then if this is the case, then it's haram. If people don't know, which is the reality, only Muslims, by the way, know this because we care about this particular issue. But according to this, you can also not use any of these cars. Actually, you will have a hard time using the name of a month or the name of a day because all of these are of that nature. Sunday is because of the sun and Monday because of the moon and Tuesday because of Zeus. And, you know, each name of the week is named after some sort of god of the Greek or whatever. So what? You can't use those days anymore. You can't type them in the emails anymore. You can't type them out anymore. No, you get what I'm saying. So with that said, unless there's an emphatic, explicit association of that brand with a god, then there's no issue because I didn't know, for example, Mazda was the name of a false god. You just told me right now. You understand what I'm saying? So generally, people don't know. Now, well, I don't care what Wikipedia says, bro. I'm telling you, I work for Samsung. I've been working for Samsung for 9 years, and it means the three stars, these three bright stars. Sheesh, man. If I had the training material that I use in training my promoters, I will take a screenshot and send it to you, but it's on my other laptop, my work computer. Yeah, the Wikipedia. Wikipedia also says that Shismo. Yalla. Any good English biography about Sheikh Muhammad al-Wahhab? I want to learn more about him. Yes, the one by our brother Jalal Abu Rabb. Go Google him, and he has a bunch of books on the subject matter. Yalla, guys, yalla. This is pushing it. It's pushing it. What is the ruling on studying higher studies in non-Muslim countries like Singapore, UK, or USA? After that, inshallah, I want to work in a Muslim country. You need to meet certain criteria for you to qualify, really. You know, a mixed environment, a lot of haram, a lot of brainwashing. Will you make it? Will you make it? Not everybody makes it, bro. And if you say, no, I'm good, then we have the ayah of وَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't praise yourselves. I'm reluctant to say, go ahead. My advice to a Muslim is forget it. Do distance learning and call it a day. You don't have to go to these countries. Learn elsewhere. Hey, your religion is more important.
If you were locked in a pitch dark basement and was forced to choose between Omar Suleiman, Yasser Qadi, Imran Hussain, Mufti Menk, and Nu'man Khan, who would you choose? Wallahi, I will choose all of them. And I will give them a lecture. I will grab this cane and give them a khutbah and put them in their place, wallahi, all of them. Tell them everything that I have in their heart, and I will debate with each one of them and win the debate. Bi-idhnillah. Bi-idhnillah. Wallahi, I will win. Wallahi, I will win because I know that we speak of the truth. I know the truth will defeat them. The truth will defeat their falsehood. Wallahi, they will not be able to escape. None of them. I won't be fooled with the fancy words and fancy terminology that they will use. Each one in his own field. Each one in his own field will be silenced with the truth that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed. I would be with all of them. But why pitch dark basement, man? Let us have some light so we could, we could see what's going on. Yes, Baba. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Giving da'wah to non-believers. Giving da'wah to non-believers. Is it correct to use the scripture or must we use only our resources? No, you can use the scripture. You can use the scripture to give them da'wah. But more importantly, you should learn your own scripture first. So many people, they memorize so many biblical verses, but they don't have any Quran to cite. No, you should be able to cite Quran. And then if you need to support that with some biblical evidence, that is fine. N.A.K. is Nu'man Ali Khan. Mufti Menk, my beloved brother in Islam. Yeah. Is it haram to live in a country where 6 months a day is day and other 6 months a night? No, it's not haram. طيب, we should conclude this session. Assalamu alaikum. Is it okay to make fard prayers in the same location as sunnah prayers? Yes, it is. No, I mean, why are you reversing the question? You should ask, is it okay to make sunnah prayers in the same place as fard prayers? No, you should move a little bit and pray the sunnah elsewhere. What do you think of the COVID vaccine? Do the sheikh say we should take it or not? Wallahi, I don't know what the sheikh say. I know what some of them say. Some of them say yes. I've been reluctant to take it. I have the ability to book an appointment right now and go take it. The Pfizer one too. I just can't get myself to do it. Allah musta'an. I cannot get myself to do it. I don't know. I cannot help you. Are we sinful if we play sports and then there is a dispute between brothers in faith? I mean, disputes can happen whether you play sports or otherwise. But yeah, there shouldn't be any dispute. But that doesn't make sport haram. It makes the dispute haram. Just like you could have lunch with someone and fight afterwards about who pays the bill. It doesn't make eating in the restaurant haram. The issue is with fighting over the bill. Yalla, last question. Can we make dua standing during witr prayers? Jazakallah khair. Yes, it's the sunnah during witr. When you get up from ruku', according to some of the scholars, before you go to ruku', that you make dua al-qunut in Ramadan after 15 nights have passed. No one can see him anyways. He's too short. The baby just ran around me. You guys didn't see Jack, right? Yalla, enough. Last question, inshallah. Brother, we already answered this question. Yeah, question manager, you need to be lashed 5 times after I'm done with this class. Hey, somebody give him my number. Yalla. I don't know. Just give him something. طيب, جزاكم الله خير. I don't know what's going on here. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.